This episode of She Explores is brought to you by Oru Kayak. They design folding kayaks that can go virtually anywhere, thanks to their lightweight and folding design. Stay tuned for later in the episode. We'll talk to blogger Erin Outdoors about why she loves packing it in on her hikes. Learn more at www.orukayak.com. I'm Gail Straub, and you're listening to She Explores, a podcast for and about inquisitive women in the outdoors, on the road, and besides. It's a new year, and I'm excited to continue improving this show. Thank you to everyone who completed the survey we put out in December. I read every response, and I look forward to incorporating your feedback this year. Of course, this isn't a static exchange. You can always feel free to email me your thoughts through the contact page on she-explores.com. I want to share a quick correction on the last episode before we get started. If you haven't listened to it yet, it's called Toward a More Inclusive Outdoors, and I worked on it with Liz Song. We referred to a contributor in a voice memo as Hispanic when she is in fact Latino. At first, I was embarrassed when she messaged me the correction, but I realized it was a learning opportunity for me. To be Hispanic means you're of Spanish-speaking origin. To be Latino means you're of Latin American origin. In this episode, I talk with two women who have started two very different businesses with one very important thing in common. They bring women together in the outdoors. I started developing this episode around the notion of community, the power of the outdoors to bring women together. I wanted to pull at how it strengthens our bonds and how important it is for us to take that kind of time. And while the episode is about community building, it's really about Sasha Cox and her company Trail Mavens, and Amanda Goad and Wild Women's Project. Our first interview is with Sasha Cox, founder of Trail Mavens. At its core, she takes women camping in Northern California. She teaches them beginner outdoor skills. But as you'll learn, it's a whole lot more than that. I asked her to describe the mission statement of Trail Mavens.
You said you were going to start off with an easy question, but amazingly, that turns out to be kind of a hard one for me because I feel like there are a lot of ways to describe it. At a basic level, Trail Mavens is a business that I started that is dedicated to getting women outdoors together and eliminating the biggest barriers to entry, keeping women from getting outdoors. And so really practically speaking, we plan weekend camping and backpacking trips to destinations mostly around Northern California, but this year, in fact, going as far as Death Valley, so a good ways away. And we provide all of the gear and take care of all the logistics and obviously bring together a group of women. So trying to eliminate all those things that I've heard from so many women get in the way of them getting outdoors. So the biggest things are not having gear. If you don't have a tent, if you don't have a stove, it's super hard to get outdoors. Not having the skills. So if you didn't grow up in an outdoorsy family, if you just have never had the opportunity to learn how to build a fire or read a map or light a whisper light for a backpacking trip, then again, it's really hard to get outdoors. And then finally, if you don't have people to go with, there are some people in the world who really like to go and spend time in the outdoors. And what I have found is that women, as opposed to men, tend to have a much more collaborative and community-based relationship with nature. So I've met a lot more men who are interested in going out, being super hard charging, being solo, and almost having this adversarial kind of relationship with nature, like, I'm going to conquer you, mountain. And for the women, and especially the women who come on trips, it's a lot more about just experiencing nature and being in it and appreciating it and getting to appreciate it actually more, having their appreciation amplified by virtue of being around other people who are also appreciating it. And of course, those are generalization. I want to acknowledge there are totally women who most appreciate getting outdoors by themselves and men who probably want to go outdoors in community. But those are the things that Trail Mavens is addressing. And then finally, I know I'm just continuing to talk because there are a lot of answers to this question. Finally, the last thing that Trail Mavens is my effort to disrupt this status quo where men tend to be the ones who are the initiators of going outdoors. Men tend to be the holders of outdoor knowledge. I've talked to so many women who had brothers growing up, and the brothers got taken out and got taught by their dads how to do all the outdoor Boy Scout, Eagle Scout kind of skills, and the women never did. And I want to increase the number of women who have these skills, who feel confident not only using these skills, but sharing these skills with other people, so that they're all of a sudden there's this community of women who take their girlfriends out on camping and backpacking trips and teach them skills. And then all of a sudden there's going to be this whole community of women who potentially become moms. It's going to be the mom who teaches the kid how to build the fire and light the stove and set up a tent. And then that means there's going to be this whole fleet of kids who don't have, who associate less outdoor skills with men specifically.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any stories of alumni of Trail Mavens that have introduced their friends to the outdoors?
Yes, I do. In fact, okay, just because you inspired me and this happened recently, I just pulled up an email that I got from a woman who came on a Trail Mavens trip.
Oh, that's great.
I'll summarize. She said that she went on a big search trip with us this April. She had always been outdoorsy, but was just starting to get into hiking and wanted to learn some of those basic camping skills to supplement this new obsession. But before the trip, she had no idea how to pitch a tent or build a fire or use a camp stove. And then she says that this August, she temporarily moved back to Massachusetts, convinced her 14-year-old sister to join her on a camping trip. And during the trip, she passed on all of the new skills that she had learned. She taught her how to set up a tent and start a fire and use a jet boil. And she just, I'll directly quote her now. She says, "Watching her learn how to do all these things was amazing. Seeing the look on her face when the fire finally caught was pure magic. Prior to Trail Mavens, I never would have been able to pass this knowledge down to her. She might not have had the chance to learn these skills from a woman. She would have had one less opportunity to see that we really are badasses who can do absolutely anything we want to do."
Oh, that's... Do emails like that make you, is that what makes you keep doing Trail Mavens?
And it is a really big reason. Reading that right now, I, just like the first time I read it, I got goosebumps. I got a little bit emotional. Have some wet eyes right now. Like she said, it was pure magic for her. And reading that and knowing that that is happening out in the world is pure magic for me.
Do you think that women on your trips end up being surprised at how easy some of these skills are to learn?
Yes. I think there's two things in that area. It's being surprised at, I don't know if it's quite how easy they are in general, but how instead being surprised at how capable that they are. So actually it is legitimately kind of tricky to learn how to start a fire if you only have wet stuff to start it with. But if I persevere, then I can do this. I also hear a lot from women saying things like, "I went on this backpacking trip. This was my first backpacking trip, and I was really apprehensive about how hard it was going to be physically. And I realized that I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was."
And there's such a level of satisfaction in that too, both for you as the head of this organization and for the individual women on the trips.
I kind of talk about this less explicitly in terms of Trail Mavens, but it is absolutely all about women's empowerment and providing women with an opportunity and a space to get their hands dirty, to try things that they don't know whether or not they're going to be successful at, to push them outside of their comfort zone. And then more often than not, these women end up really successful and incredibly proud of their accomplishments, and then taking that level of pride and self-confidence back to their normal lives. It really makes an impact.
So what do you believe is the difference between, and you've touched on some of the differences, but between like all women groups and co-ed experiences in the outdoors?
This is kind of funny because I spend very little time in co-ed groups in the outdoors now. However, just by chance, at the end of October, I just had an experience where I led a trip for a local Bay Area company. And this trip did happen to be co-ed, about equal numbers of men and women. And the biggest difference that I noticed there was actually in the quality of conversation and the amount of vulnerability basically how deep people were willing to get. So I asked a question when we all initially arrived at our campsite and we're all sitting around in camp chairs. And just a very basic starter get to know you question, I ask, what's something that you've been thinking about recently? And most of the women answered with things like, I've really been thinking about how I balance my family commitments with my career, or I've really been thinking about how I can show up more authentically in the workspace. So the answers indicate an enormous amount of self-reflection and also a willing to talk about what's really real, what's really true. And most of the men on the trip said something like, I've really been thinking about exploring underwater photography. And if anybody has suggestions on cool casings for underwater cameras, please let me know.
Yeah.
So this is especially true for groups of people who don't know each other. So that's the case for regular Trail Mavens trips. It's more often than not between 6 and 10 women, none of whom know each other before they come together for the weekend. And the same thing was true of this co-ed trip. So it was a bunch of people who, maybe a few of them knew each other in advance, but by and large, it was people who were strangers to one another before. And I think it's so much easier for a group of women who don't necessarily have that common bond initially to get real and start talking about the things that really matter very quickly without an enormous amount of pretense. And I think it's much harder in a co-ed group to start diving down to those levels right off the bat.
Do you see Trail Mavens continuing to grow?
Absolutely. One of the most important things that has come out of Trail Mavens is this community of outdoors women who are mostly here in the Bay Area because most of our trips happen in Northern California, but also growing because we have women who fly into the Bay Area for trips from all over the place. But still, this is where our biggest nucleus is. And because there are all these women who have been on Trail Mavens trips, who know that they have this shared passion for the outdoors and have the skills to get out there and do it, now there are all kinds of trips happening of women who have been on Trail Mavens trips, and then they go and plan their own trip, which is great. That is absolutely my goal. And so that community piece is so critical, which is why for next year, I am going to be kicking off an ambassador program, locating volunteer ambassadors in about a dozen cities across America, not leading the same paid trips that we do here in the Bay Area, but doing all the other stuff that we do simply to build community, hosting weekend hikes and happy hours and panel discussions and classes and other learning opportunities so that women have the opportunity to get out there and meet other women who share this interest. It's so much more likely that you are going to take the time to go camping or backpacking for the weekend if you have a friend who's going to do it with you, who's also encouraging you and is just as enthusiastic as you are.
I love the idea of learning opportunities too, crowdsourcing the knowledge that these women have acquired through either Trail Mavens trips or just learning online and feeling a part of the community. So that's really great.
Oh yeah. And that crowdsourced learning thing is actually a really important piece of the Trail Mavens culture. On every trip, we have a guide and a co-guide. And yes, they know and could teach all of the things that you need to know about the outdoors. But much more important to me is for the women who come on trips to share the pieces of knowledge that they have. And that's actually true about outdoor stuff and also just life stuff. Anytime you bring together 8 women for the weekend in the outdoors, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity to have your perspective shifted by all these women who are different than you. But I want to empower women not only after the trip, but also on the trip. So, hey, remember 14 years ago in Girl Scouts when you learned how to build a fire? I bet that you actually remember a lot more than you think you do. Here, step forward. Why don't you share with a group what you know and demo it? We'll learn from you.
Oh, that's so cool. Have you thought about having Trail Mavens trips that aren't necessarily for true beginners, or maybe they are for beginners, but they also incorporate business coaching or other life skills that don't necessarily have to do with camping or the outdoors?
actually, yes. It's funny that it's, was it, is this a planted question? Did you know that my answer was going to be yes?
No, I just thought that would be a good idea.
That's so funny. Okay. Yes. So me and one of my other guides, this woman, Jessica Masters, she and I are both coaches in addition to our work in the outdoors. Jessica actually works full-time as a coach and is a guide for Trail Mavens on the weekends. I mostly work full-time on Trail Mavens and then do coaching in my spare time. Anyway, she and I have teamed up to put together a retreat, which is actually coming up pretty soon, over MLK weekend, which is going to be a Trail Mavens trip insofar as it's camping and hiking and outdoors and learning all those skills. But then really the goal of the trip is going to be to teach women the tools they need to take charge of their own stories. I've heard from a lot of women that it's so easy to let other people's priorities begin to take priority on your to-do lists. So, you know, you wake up in the morning and say, hey, today I'm going to make sure that I edit this whole podcast or whatever's on your to-do list for the morning. And then you get an email and then you get a phone call and everybody else's priorities all of a sudden start crowding in. And by the end of the day, you haven't done the thing that is most important for you. And it's amazing how long that kind of thing can go on. Just continually putting other people's priorities over your own. So that's going to be the goal. It's going to be about taking charge of your life and your priorities, putting those things on the top of your to-do list, and honestly, saying and committing to not giving a shit about what other people think about that.
Here's where you can learn more about Trail Mavens.
Easiest thing to do is to go to the website, trailmavens.com. And if you want to not have to go all the way to the website, then you can sign up for the newsletter, which I try to send out every 2 weeks. And so that will be a little dose of Trail Mavens in your inbox. And then, of course, all the social media things. So Instagram, our handle is Trail Mavens, and Facebook, our handle is Trail Mavens, and Twitter, our handle is Trail Mavens, though I basically never tweet. I don't actually understand Twitter. That's my dirty secret.
Folded within Trail Mavens is a whole lot of potential. I can't wait to see where Sasha takes it.
If we took a bunch of women that don't know each other in the outdoor industry, more or less from different avenues of the industry, and brought them into a really intimate hut trip place, like what could happen from that?
This is Amanda Goad. Learn about Wild Women's Project after a quick break. The folks at Oru Kayak believe that connecting to nature is a deep human need, even for those of us who live in cities. We talked to Erin Sullivan, the blogger behind Erin Outdoors, about where she takes her Oru Kayak in the wild.
I am loosely based in Colorado, and the cool thing about an Oru Kayak is that it goes on your back. So I have been able to hike my Oru Kayak to some really beautiful alpine lakes that normally don't get to see kayaks. I think getting out on the water in a place like a alpine lake in Colorado, it's not something that you're really used to. It shifts your perspective because you don't have to walk all the way around the lake to see things, and you're floating and it's quiet. It's just a new way to see that place.
Change up your perspective by getting on the water in a beautiful, foldable Oru Kayak. Learn more at www.orukayak.com. That's www.orukayak.com.
Wild Women's Project came up as a notion of having been the newbies in the industry and going to summer OR 2 years in a row.
Just a quick note here, OR stands for Outdoor Retailer, a humongous trade show for the outdoor industry, where retailers decide what they're going to stock on their shelves and insiders get a sneak peek at what's coming out. It's also a space where people network and learn about trends within the industry.
And then winter OR, so this past winter OR, I was just feeling a little defeated that OR is this big opportunity for so many people to get together and connect and have really inspiring conversations. And that doesn't really happen there easily. And I felt like because OR is so big and it's developed into these opportunities of lots of different things that can happen there, from their original, you know, retail buying aspect that it started at, to networking and press pitching and influencers connecting, photographers connecting, and people getting new business. It still has a really amazing place in the industry, but I was looking for something a little more intimate, something a little more mission-driven than retail buying and the industry. So we kind of brainstormed for a while and decided to focus on building more of an opportunity for women in the outdoor industry to use their voice and have a place for them to talk very openly with other women in the industry that they haven't met before about whatever they need to talk about. So talk about how to build their career more, talk about conservation issues that are important to them, talk about trying a new sport, anything really.
What would you say happened?
I think one of the most effective dynamics of the trip was that people were from completely diverse backgrounds. So we had activists for a different conservation group, founders of businesses, writers, photographers, editors, pro athletes, semi-pro athletes, definitely women that are doing lots of different things in the industry. And it was a really amazing opportunity to get these women that would maybe normally be friends if they lived in the same mountain town together, or normally would love connecting with one another, but because of what they're doing, their busy lifestyle and the niches and the groups they've made in the outdoor industry, they haven't had the opportunity to connect with other women that are doing awesome things in the industry too. So that was the most inspiring thing, is bringing this diverse group of women together to really connect and really tackle any issues or conversations or ideas they've had. And from that, we've had women get together for content trips. We've had women find, you know, meet new photographers for their brands. We've had women just make really solid friendships with someone in a completely diverse industry that they would never have met. From the same weekend, we had women that had said that it was life-changing for them on a personal level because it was the first time that they had really taken time for themselves away from home since a lot of other things weren't going on in their life. Or we had women that said that it was life-changing for them on a business level because it inspired them to have so many new ideas and see so many different viewpoints and really get them out of their box. So the conversations have been completely different with every woman coming, and I think that's what excites me about it the most.
The best conversations happen when you're hiking or camping and you just get that concentrated time away from technology. So that's not surprising. That's really great. What's your vision for Wild Women's Project?
It's taken a lot of different directions. We want to do a few different things with it. We definitely want to do more of these hut trip events. We think that keeping them at a hut is really important for the type of inspiration that we evoked from something like this. We are going to definitely do more next year. We're thinking at least 4 is our conservative number right now. And we've had an overwhelming response from so many amazing different types of women in the industry wanting to come. We have an application on our website right now for it, because we're going to keep it invite only, which it was originally. And we've had over 200 women apply just in a couple months. The direction we're going to head, based on the overwhelming amount of women and the fact that it is invite only, so we're reviewing every single application and really handpicking the types of interactions we think could happen with different women at a hut trip, and making sure that there aren't like too many pro skiers at one hut trip, or too many pro mountain bikers, or too many riders. We really want a solid mix, and we'll continue to keep that be a focus for all of them. But moving forward, we've definitely had a really wide range of level of women applying in the outdoor industry. More or less, most of the women have been in the outdoor industry, but women who have just started blogs and are looking for help, to women that are semi-pros in a sport and are looking to advance their skills, to women that are maybe much more on the inside of the industry, like directors of strategy at resorts or people that you don't necessarily peg into those initial buckets that I talked about. And we want all women to be involved, like from founders to CEOs to people that blog for a certain company. And if they're excited about connecting with women in the outdoors, we want to be able to include everyone. So we're going to split it up into two different tiers of trips. And the first will be summit trips. And those trips are higher level leadership opportunity that we did this year. People that have been in the industry and have had opportunities to go to other women-focused outdoor events and are looking to do something this a little different. And then the second tier will be what we're calling our camp trips. And those trips will be led by myself and a handful of other summit leaders that have gone to summit trips in the past. And those will be focused on helping these women that I described before dive into the outdoor industry more, whomever they are and whatever they're trying to do.
So like a mentor-mentee model?
Yep, exactly. Like one example would be like a woman who is a nurse in Yellowstone. And so she has a lot to offer the outdoor industry and has tons of experience in the outdoors and really might have a lot of different ideas, whether they're business ventures or writing or different directions she might want to go aside from just her daily job as a nurse in Yellowstone, but she's not as involved in the industry as other women have been the last couple of years. So she's coming to try to figure out how to get more involved or how to have more of a voice as a nurse in Yellowstone. So the opportunities are pretty much endless for who could come as long as they want to be able to use their voice to help the outdoor industry in general.
I think that's so great because I get, like, especially after I did the podcast episode about women who work for the U.S. Forest Service or the National Park Service, I got a bunch of emails from women who were like, I'm smart, I like my job, but I've always wanted to work in the outdoor industry. Like, how can I break in? I think that a lot of listeners are going to be really excited to hear this.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it too. And I think it's the levels that it could take on and like the personality that these opportunities could take on are really endless. And so we're definitely not going to box it in at all. We want it to be open-ended to what happened or transpired from someone attending this. And so I think that breaking into the outdoor industry is just the beginning of it. It can go further into like, how do I help my national land initiatives? How do I help conservation initiatives that I'm specifically interested in or involved in as a community member? We definitely don't want it to be just, I want to be the next person that's going to outdoor retailer and being in the outdoor industry. I think we want to give people a really multi-level, multi-personality experience of how they can impact the outdoors. Because at the end of the day, we are all going outside to enjoy it and love it. And everyone wants to help the outdoor industry in some capacity.
Is there anything else that you want to add about do you say WWP or should I?
You can start saying that if you'd like. I would love to really add that this is a very mission-driven process of what we're doing. Although we are trying to have it be profit-driven in the future, it's very mission-driven. So we see a lot of viewpoint in making sure that it evolves. We've gotten some slack from people from our beta trip, I call it, that we didn't have as diverse of a group of women in ethnicity and things of that nature. And we're definitely listening to what women are saying, and we want to be cognizant of that, and we want to make it even greater. Those were conversations that were literally had at this hut trip, is the lack of diversity of women in the outdoor industry in general. And I think it's really important that, for lack of a better term, like a bunch of white girls in a hut, we're talking about how that's an issue. And so the more that we can bring diverse ethnicities into this conversation, there are plenty of amazing people out there I've met since Wild Women's Project started this summer. That's a really big goal of ours. And then it's just so vast. We talked about conservation issues. We talked about how women can use their voice together and as a collective and not compete with one another, because a lot of women were kind of nervous coming to a hut trip with a bunch of women. It gets really competitive for women in the outdoor industry, no matter what you're doing. And at the end of the day, a lot of women are poised to fight against each other and compete each other because there's only one pro athlete spot on a team. You're a writer, there's not as many opportunities for women in the industry as there are men. Whatever the occupation may be, it's still not equal in the industry. So instead of competing with one another, we really want it to be a resource where women can work together to help change that. And at the end of these trips, it's not just that we came to a hut trip and chatted and everyone went on hikes and had fun and got to know each other and made new friendships. That stuff is really important. And it'll always be there, but it's more about like what happens after these trips, what kind of actions the women take place after these trips. And that's the most important reason to have these trips moving forward for me. And even to an extent of we're going to start donating profits in the future to different nonprofit organizations. One that we're really interested in partnering with on a national level is Parks for Kids. So we're definitely looking for ways to give back to these actions that we're all talking about at these hut trips.
You can learn more about Wild Women's Project on their website, www.wildwomensproject.com, or by searching Wild Women's Project on Instagram and Facebook. Head over to the episode page via she-explorers.com/podcast for all of these links, as well as photos of Trail Mavens and Wild Women's Project in action. If you enjoy this episode, please leave a review of She Explorers on iTunes. Every review helps. Music is by Fleslit, Mize, Keshko, Rocco W. Big thanks to our sponsor, Oru Kayak. Our next episode will be out in 2 weeks. Until then...